This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and let's not forget about all those helping out in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also over on Parler when it comes back to Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, and if you can't hear the program anywhere else, you can hear it on that website live streaming right now, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'll tell you what. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation
under God
indivisible with liberty and justice
for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, tonight we start the program with something that really caught my attention yesterday. Melania Trump doesn't say a lot at any time. And yesterday, she came out and gave a farewell speech. I'm going to play some excerpts of it during the night. It's only 7 minutes long. But here's the way she started out. We're going to get about 90 seconds of it right now.
My fellow Americans, it has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as First Lady of the United States. I have been inspired by incredible Americans across our country who lift up our communities through their kindness and courage, goodness and grace. The past 4 years have been unforgettable. As Donald and I conclude our time in the White House, I think of all of the people I have taken home in my heart and their incredible stories of love, patriotism, and determination. I see the faces of brave young soldiers who have told me with their pride in their eyes how much they love serving this country. To every service member and to our incredible military families, you are heroes.
Well, that's a pretty good way to start.
Oh, I think so, Captain. Yes, and her remarks in general, as you were talking about, they were just really very, very well done. And you know, Captain, you said, you know, she doesn't really talk a lot at one time, basically. But here's the thing. She went down a lot of her different causes that she was championing. And you know what? The real sad story, Captain, is that her causes never really got the coverage that they deserved because the media was preoccupied in trying to depose her husband.
That's right.
And it was just a real disservice to the people that she wanted to help and the awareness that she wanted to raise. It's just a very, very sad, very sad story.
Yeah, and they are still involved in a disenchantment campaign. But here's the thing that we all need to think about right now. The GOP's de facto leader right now in Washington, D.C. is who, Kyle?
Well, in terms of being not President Trump, somebody other than Trump, you mean?
Yeah, who's the de facto leader right now in Washington, D.C.?
Well, it would be Mitch McConnell, who's the...
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
He's certainly the most powerful Republican in Washington, D.C., and his vast abilities are going to be necessary as a check on the Biden administration, which he can do if he wants to. Now, to guard against a return to the appeasement that defined the Obama years, he'll be assisted by the soon-to-be former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and key leaders in the Senate like Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. And on the domestic front, Mitch McConnell will counsel successful governors like our Ron DeSantis of Florida, Doug Ducey of Arizona. His colleague in the House, Kevin McCarthy, will still remain his key partner, and he should be the Speaker of the House in 2022 after the country has had enough of the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi, who's already said she's retiring.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, the idea is to try to keep that check on a runaway Biden administration. It's not going to be easy. They're certainly not going to have numbers that will always be there in that sense. So they're going to have to do a lot of politicking. But at the same time, they should not simply roll over and say, okay, whatever Biden the Biden machine wants to do, we'll just sort of let them do it. That's not going to be the way to go. But they will be called, Captain, that they're being disunifying and they're not trying to support Biden and all this kind of stuff. But they got to make their case and make it stick.
Even though Nancy Pelosi is still the Speaker of the House, she has the smallest majority she's had since she's been the Speaker of the House. It's a handful of votes, literally. And there's no guarantee that she's going to be able to put through the programs that she wants to, because she's got a bunch of young firebrands over there. That's the term I'll use, simply because I was thinking about Matt Gaetz when I said it with his book, Firebrand. But she's got a bunch of young Democratic firebrands over there that don't just want to go with the flow.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, they definitely have an agenda all their own. But it's a good time for people to be very vocal with their representatives. Let them know how you feel, because their margin is slim.
All right, hold that thought. Folks will be right back, and we got a caller on the line. We'll take that caller. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and good morning to Sue the Dispatcher. Kathy, it's taken away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned captain, fire rescue captain, retired Captain Matt Bruce. And I want to tell you about this product that I continue to take. Matter of fact, I just took a packet of it here a little while ago before the show started, about 2 hours ago, because the problem that I have is an injury that I suffered at the World Trade Center. My left ankle swells up. It's a replacement ankle, and then my leg swells up along with it. One thing adds to another. And when that happens and I start to get the pain in there, I just take a packet of Relief Factor, and boom, end of story, gone. Now, it's because of the product that's in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And simply put, it works. At least with me, it works. It also lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever pain you got, because it'll go right straight to the source. Right straight to the source. It is 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, also will support the healing process and healthy joints and muscles, too. Now, it's $19.95 for the three-week quick start. Go over there to the website I'm going to tell you about in a minute, the website they gave me. Go over there, take a look at the little tape that's there. If you got any questions about it, I'm telling you, it works for me. It costs $20, and in 3 weeks, you'll know whether or not it's going to work for you. The website is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. You are going to love what this product does to help you. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got Mike in Clearwater on the line. Okay, Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. You know, Professor, to me it's really kind of scary, the level that they're willing to take this cancel culture. You know, the Captain and I had a friendly little back and forth before we came on the air, but, you know, these people are going so far as to oh, we don't want to publish President Trump's book. We want to take away the degrees, the Harvard said, from the people that worked in the Trump administration. I mean, these are things that go so directly against what our values are that I was shocked. And, you know, I could see a day when somebody like a Comcast will say, well, guess what? Well, you've been known to frequent conservative-based websites, so we're going to shut your account down. You know, no internet for you. And I'm really concerned, Captain. And Professor, this is not good. So how do I think, just like they did back in 1984, I think big tech needs to be broken up and regulated big time, because if these people are allowed to do what they're doing right now, there's no end to what the awful possibilities are. So let me know what you think, Kyle. I would appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Mike. Go ahead, Kyle. I'll let you do it first.
Well, thank you, Mike. That's a really good observation. Obviously, the cancel culture is really being taken to the nth degree, and I did hear about the call for trying to rescind degrees from Harvard. In fact, Alan Dershowitz the other day announced on the national television he would defend pro bono anybody who was denied or their degree was rescinded because of politics. This is a terrible disease that is now affecting us all. And the question is, what is the limit to that? Where are we going to finally draw the line? But right now, because there is a sort of a madness about it all, you'll hear more and more crazy things being put forth. But I'm hoping in the end, you know, that common sense will prevail, but we might have to wait a while for that.
Kyle, I have heard this thing bantered back and forth for years by different sides, our side and their side, back and forth when certain things have happened. And it's just not going to happen. And there's two reasons why. It is so very, very, very easy to sue somebody for libel. You can also go after them for defamation of character, and people do all the time. That's why you have to be very careful what you say, who you say it to, and how you say it, because if you do something out of line, a person can take that and use it against you, and all of a sudden, whether you're right, whether you're wrong, you're going to be in a courtroom for a while. It's going to cost you a bunch of money.
That's very true. That's very true. But I think generally, you know, you have calls for if somebody who's an actor and they're on a popular series, but if they somehow supported Donald Trump, there will be a massive effort, or even just vote Republican, just in a generic sense, there will be a massive effort to get them off that show, and because the social media things kick in, and certainly social media is able to cancel people, so that mm-hmm. part of it is still a major issue. But you're absolutely right. Yeah, the thing is, you have to be able to back up what you say, and if you can't, you could find yourself in pretty hot water in a court.
That's true, and I want to say good morning to Christine in Sarasota. She's chiming in tonight, and good morning to Lynn up in Cape Cod. She's also chiming in tonight, so good morning to those ladies. I already said good morning to Sue, the dispatcher, and we appreciate them tuning in and chiming in and opining, which is what they're doing right now. Now, you know, I wish I could just sit here and agree with some of the stuff that's out, again, out on the internet. There's a bunch of absolute nonsense that's out there. Well, there's going to be a change today, and something's going to happen, and Joe Biden's not going to be sworn in, and no, Donald, you should have heard the crap on the internet, seen it, rather, yesterday, or did you?
I did see a lot of it, unfortunately. I posted on social
garbage,
media,
all garbage.
Well, exactly. I mean, the idea that somehow this is all part of the plan, and get ready, everybody, because the plan is going to be implemented.
Yeah, the plan is in is. The plan yeah. is in their butt. That's where the plan is.
Yeah, right. Well, it's definitely And I often wonder, why are they trying to hype this kind of thing? Because there's simply no evidence for it. There's no magical thing that's going to occur. History will unfold and we'll see the inauguration.
There's two reasons why they're doing this. Number one, you don't know if a Democrat hasn't gone in there, infiltrated, and put a bunch of stuff out there to stir the public up, because that's exactly what they want to do. They want to get the people out on the streets. They want to get them out there acting like a bunch of damn fools. They want to do that because the Boogaloo bunch and the BLM bunch and the Antifa bunch that was at the Capitol did just that and got some of the Trump folks that were mad as hell, weren't going to take it anymore, inside the Capitol. And guess what? They're being charged as we speak. People are being, have their doors knocked on because all they did was walk inside and take a quick picture and walk back outside. Well, nope. If you walked in that door, you were trespassing without permission on federal property.
Well, sure. And of course, it's one of the oldest tricks in the book, and that is trying to go out and get your, do something that you want to put on somebody else and get them blamed for it ultimately, but you instigated it. I mean, that's an old political trick from the beginning of time almost. But unfortunately, Captain, we have a media that prefers to have the narrative that is handed down or that is approved, narrative, and they're not willing to figure out exactly who did what.
Yeah, and I'm getting a comment from one of our listeners. I won't mention her name because I don't want her to get in trouble with some of her friends. She says, I'm so sick of Q. I'm thinking Q is a Democratic plant. Well, could be. Could really be, because a lot of the stuff they put out there has been so far off the wall, it's been absolutely... And by the way, in another era, years ago, they would have had a lot of those people in straitjackets.
Well, yeah, it's
I'm not
really
kidding.
Really
I'm not kidding.
Well, yeah, because the idea, of course, is that if you were going to lay a trap, as it were, for all the corrupt government officials, going about it this way just seems to be so self-destructive. You do it so differently, but it wouldn't look like this at all.
Yeah, now Joe Biden has promised to reverse Donald Trump's immigration policies, but he's going to face an immediate challenge as there's thousands of migrants across the border and more headed to the U.S. border in an early exchange, which will be a challenge to Joe Biden and what he's going to do. He's actually telling these people not to come to the country.
Well, they're saying that, but they're couching it with the following terminology, and that is things will take time to change at the border, for one thing. So ultimately, Biden is going to try to, means to grant amnesty to millions and millions of illegal aliens. They still are going to want to, go down this pathway. And of course, why are they massing and coming to the border or having the caravan, as it were? That's because they believe that the Biden administration is going to be very friendly in that regard. But they may get a rude awakening, as you're saying. They're saying, don't come. But not yet, really.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And for the people that are thinking that something spectacular is going to happen today to change things, please, please, take your medication and just sit down and behave. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 25,000 National Guard troops are heading for Washington, D.C. to secure Wednesday's inauguration, while the FBI and military officials are vetting all of the soldiers assigned to the nation's capital. Officials say they're making sure there's no possibility of an insider threat of violence to the inauguration following the riots at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller said in a statement Monday that while they had no direct intelligence pointing to an insider threat, they're leaving no stone unturned in securing the Capitol. Acting Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security Pete Gaynor tells Fox News he'd called on that level of troop involvement to ensure the peaceful transition of power.
I think after the 6th of January, everyone is on heightened senses, heightened alert. What happened on the 6th is absolutely uncalled for. You know, it's horrible in our history. And to make sure that, again, we have peaceful transfer of power on the 6th, we want to make sure that, you know, we don't wish we didn't go far enough.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Wayne Allyn Root. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and their website is geico.com. Now, Geico's been saving people a lot of money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, I can tell you, if you go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, you can do a couple of things there. Number one, you can find out who your local agent is if you want to go talk to your local Geico agent. Or, number two, you can type in your zip code, ask them for a quote, and you'll get an insurance quote right there over the internet off their website, and you can make up your own mind and see if they can save you money on the same coverage you've got now, like they have me for the past 15 years. Now, they'll cover your car, they'll cover your truck, they'll cover your motorcycle, your RV, your ATV, your boat. And by the way, if you've got homeowners or renters insurance too, guess what? They'll cover that too. So, and here's the good thing. If you bundle your homeowners with your automobile or your renters with your automobile, you'll get even more of a discount. It's just that simple. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O .com. All right, let me bring Kyle Warren back into the mix here. First of all, Kyle, based on my experience and the experience of many thousands of others, and many of whom, hundreds of others right here in my backyard in my local area in Florida, we went through this same exact nonsense with all the same rhetoric back in 2008. We went through it all with Obama. We heard all that you're hearing right now. People, this is Obama term number three on steroids that you're hearing. We heard it in 2008. We heard it in 2012. Didn't happen either time. They're back for a third time to see if they can do it this time. No, we're not going to let them, because the same people that were around in 2008 and 2012, for the most part, are still here, and we know how to win the game that's being played. You can lead, you can follow, or you can stay the hell out of our way and see what it is we're going to do, because we are already working on some things from a political sense already. And it's a large movement that's developing right now. Political movement. No violence, no pushing, no shoving, no yelling, no profanity, none of that. We know how to play the game. Many other people think that I could just bulldog my way in there. Well, Kyle, can they?
Well, I mean, no, it's not effective. That's the thing. And what it does is it turns into a circus and nobody
They will not listen to you. And all you're going to do is alienate people against you, including a lot of the country, because they're going to go, we've had enough of this, and that's it. All right, well, let's talk about, there was some sort of congressman in Tennessee on CNN yesterday, and he came up with some cockamamie story about how, well, only 20% of the National Guardsmen that are there, that were white, voted for Joe Biden, and all the rest of them voted for Donald Trump, and that's why we got to vet all these guys, because they could uprise against Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And I heard that, and I thought, this guy needs a straitjacket.
Well, yeah, well, this guy is out there throwing this out in order to, I guess, does this help bring unity to the country, Captain?
Of course not.
Steve Cohen. Well, of course, yeah, he's Representative Steve Cohen. He's Democrat from Tennessee. And, Captain, he's talking about the idea that a small number of what he calls white males voted for Joe Biden, according to him. Therefore, he says about 75%, and I want to read you the exact quote because I want to get it exactly right, 75% are in the class that would be in the large class of folks who might want to, get this, Captain, do something. And he's talking about National Guardsmen, because they're white males, and maybe they voted for Trump, but according to his statistics, they likely did. But he thinks they're going to, quote, do something. And, Captain, I don't know how more incendiary a person can get, especially this is unbecoming of a United States representative to say something so reprehensible that and also, again, that is not on the road to unifying the country.
And
it's just absolutely terrible.
And he's from Tennessee?
He's from Tennessee.
All right, here's a direct message to my friends in Tennessee with the Tennessee Tea Party. You need to start a recall effort against this guy, or you need to start a petition and get as many names as you can on it and send it to his office and say, okay, that's it. You're done.
Well, it's exactly right. This
Tell him the
no
next time the next time around, you are done. We're going to vote you out.
Oh, and by the way, Captain, you know, just because somebody voted for a different candidate than the accepted or approved candidate, whatever you want to call it, that doesn't make them terrorists or potential terrorists. It makes them American citizens who voted how they wanted to vote. And by trying to demonize people simply not only on their vote but on their ethnicity is wrong.
Do you remember retired Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster?
Yes, I believe I do, yeah.
Okay, he took the place of General Mike Flynn, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I've gained a new respect for him because of what he did with CNN's Jake Tapper on CNN. Jake Tapper brought him on, I'm sure, to think that, well, maybe this guy is a little bit anti-Trump and we can use that to our advantage. Well, Lieutenant General McMaster put Jake Tapper right in his place. He said to him, and this was an answer to a question, he said, we have to look at your profession, Jake, the media, talking about where all the problems lie with all the misinformation that's out there, and all that sort of stuff. And he told him, right, he says, we have to look at your profession, Jake, the media. Looked right straight at him and said it during an interview about the media.
Wow. Well, that is really something. Because, of course, what people are getting, generally speaking, from the mainstream media is the approved line.
Well, we already proved, and I hate to butt in here on you, but we already proved there was another story came out from CNN over the weekend that was an outright lie. It wasn't even true.
Well, exactly right.
We did that on Monday morning show. Gee whiz. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, not at all. It just what happens though is that it's especially the anchors who are doing these interviews. If ever they get challenged like this, it's very, very shocking to them. I think you talk about being in a bubble, and it's very sad because people want to turn on the news or news networks, and they want to have some idea of what's actually going on out there. They want to make up their own minds. They don't want to be told what stories they can and can't hear. They don't want stories suppressed by legitimate news agencies. They shouldn't be suppressed. People have this funny way of wanting to figure it out for themselves. But if you have people at the top, quote-unquote, who will figure it out for everybody, well, then we have a real problem.
Yeah, and to these people that are out there, they keep thinking, well, something's going to happen. Donald Trump's going to – he's not going to leave Washington. He's going to be – for all the people that are doing it, please – for your own sanity, stop it. It's not going to happen. Donald Trump may even be sitting in Mar-a-Lago at the time that Joe Biden gets sworn in. That actually may happen because he's going to leave Washington, D.C. before Biden gets sworn in. So I think that we could see Donald and Melania showing up down there in Mar-a-Lago about the time that Biden gets sworn in.
Well, right, and I will say this. I think that during the inauguration, one of the reasons they're building up this whole thing of you know, something bad could happen at the inauguration, which nobody wants to have happen, obviously. But I think a lot of it is hyping up to try to keep the conversation or the coverage going, such that it's sensationalized. Because after Biden takes the oath, it's not sensational anymore. It's just actually kind of dull from the media perspective. So they want to keep talking about Trump. You watch, they'll talk about Trump for a long time here.
Sure, because he's still going to be in the news cycle. He's just not going to be on CNN talking about anything. I wouldn't go there either. Now here's the other thing, Kyle. Parler, okay, the CEO of Parler. I guess he was on Fox. I know he was on Newsmax, but he said that he is very optimistic about the social network's full return by the end of the month. Now, I just clicked on my internet here and went to Parler.com, and the message I'm getting is this site can't be reached. Parler.com took too long to respond, blah, 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 blah. So that's what I'm getting right now on the Parler message. I'm not even getting the other message I was getting about network trouble or something like that.
Yeah, I'm able to bring it up, and there is a message there. We can tell everybody what it is right here after the break.
All right, you got it. Folks, we'll be right back with more, and we got to get to the weather, and then we'll tell you what the Parler message is. But right now, I can't pick it up on my computer. Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop, closest to you. When you see that big sign out on the billboard, Truckers, just pull on in there, check them out. If you don't already know about them, you should, because you need to be a member of their driver's club. You get points for the diesel fuel that you buy at the pump. You get points for the food you get inside. You get points for what you buy in the trucker's store, too. And you can use those points to either save you some money on what you're buying or use it in the driver's club catalog store. So there you go. All righty. We are going to get started right now with an oldie but goodie, and I mean an oldie. Here we go. That is Little Richard. That's a concert he did at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when he was inducted. And I'm telling you, you want to talk about somebody who can get the house going? That's one right there. And I'm going to bring Kyle in here. Now, that's a little before your time, Kyle, but I'm sure you heard the music.
Oh, yeah, I'm very familiar with Little Richard. And can you imagine, Captain, maybe as a young Paul McCartney, you know, seeing and hearing Little Richard and picking up on the woo kind of thing that he did right there is just amazing.
The Beatles, yeah. The Beatles did some of his songs. They recorded some
exactly.
of his songs. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm gonna play one here the next time around. I'm gonna play another one. But anyway, here I go. High winds could bring down trees and power lines in portions of California, Utah, Montana, Texas, Nevada, New Mexico, and Wyoming today. Threats for flash, urban, and isolated small-screen flooding continue across much of the Hawaiian island chain. Also, that doesn't have anything to do really with us. But also, there will be some lake-effect snow up off Lake Erie, up off Lake Ontario, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and the northern part of Michigan. And the Four Corners tonight. You've got a winter storm that's brewing. We told you about it over the weekend. Winter storm is brewing in the Four Corners. We've got wind gusts, Kyle, right now in Albuquerque, New Mexico, between 50 and 60 miles an hour with snow.
That's exactly right, Captain. And the wind advisories are just really, literally all over the map tonight. We'll start in California, where we continue with fire weather warnings and high wind warnings. This all throughout the Southern California area, extending all the way down to the Mexican border. And, of course, all the way up, pretty much all the way up the entire coast of California, throughout Central California, up to Northern California and skirting there the Nevada border. Now, of course, as you mentioned, those high winds can bring down power lines, and customers are already receiving alerts that their power could be cut off because, again, they try to minimize that risk of fire that could happen or something being sparked. So a lot of people could be without power as we go through Tuesday. Up in Montana, also high wind warning. Northern Montana coming down looks like through Great Falls, where it's 23 degrees right now, by the way. So that's happening there. Then as you come down through Wyoming, of course, Cheyenne, Laramie, also through the southern part of Wyoming, high wind watch. Same story over in Utah near Salt Lake City. And as you mentioned, Captain, in in Colorado and New Mexico, that winter storm warning that's there, that's been brewing there, also brings with it some high winds as well. So it is a lot of wind out there, and we'll watch the storm basically begin to move east. Oh, and by the way, one other quick thing, just south of Las Vegas, Lake Wind Advisory. So that's rounding out the map tonight, Captain. It's windy just about everywhere.
All right, well, I'm going to start in Missouri, coming across I-70, the east part of Kansas City, Missouri, over towards Columbia, Missouri. You've got dense fog right now. It's about 25, 30 miles north of I-70 all the way to Columbia, and about 40 or 50 miles south of I-70 all the way to Columbia. Now, I'm going to go north, and then I'm going to go east, and then I'm going to go south again. So, north up into Michigan, the Upper Peninsula in Michigan, snow along the Upper Peninsula, gale warnings along Lake Huron. Also, in the northern part of Michigan tonight, you've got snow on the east side of Lake Michigan. You've got a winter weather advisory just north of Detroit on the east side on Lake Superior. And then going down into the southeastern corner of Indiana, you have winter driving conditions there tonight as you've got a general snowfall coming in, as well as the northern part of Kentucky and the central western part of West Virginia, pretty much along I-64. If you're on I-64 coming across Indiana, Kentucky, and into West Virginia tonight, you're going to have some snow all the way. It's not a lot, but it's enough just to make your life a little bit miserable. Now, moving up into the northeastern corner of West Virginia, up into the mountainous areas, up there around the college, the university, West Virginia University, you got snow up there tonight. So if you're on I-79 going north, you're going to find it up that way. Now, let's go up into upstate New York, because in upstate New York, from Buffalo down to Ripley, New York, a lake effect snow advisory is there right now. The winds are blowing such that you're going to continue to get lake effect snow. And lake effect snow is very unpredictable. It could be a few inches. It could be a few feet. It just all depends. And it is still snowing. Phew. Up by 81. Still snowing, Kyle, where they got almost 3 feet, 4 feet of snow over the weekend in the Tug Hill Plateau. It kicked up again yesterday, and it's still snowing up there right now, I-81 north from north of Oneida Lake, Brewerton, straight north all the way to Watertown and all the way over to the Adirondacks through the Tug Hill Plateau. You have got lake effect snow over there, so good luck with that one. Now, coming down to Florida, Kyle, I told you we got some chilly temperatures down here tonight and tomorrow. We've got a freeze warning in northern Florida right now. We've got a frost advisory just north of me, not very far away, and that will continue even tomorrow morning as the temperatures down here are just right for getting the citrus and building up the juice, brick content, what they call the sugar content of the oranges. But other than that, everybody down here is wearing coats or winter jackets.
Wow, I can imagine. That's really something. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where we're at. Now, let's go back to Parler, because the CEO of Parler said he was hopeful the platform can be back by the end of January, and you had something to say.
Well, that's right, Captain. Yes, I was able to reach the site just a little while ago, before there was simply a message from a couple of days ago from John Matzie, the CEO, saying, "Hello, world, is this thing on?" Well, he now has a new message where he links to a Fox News story from his a recent appearance there. He says, "Our return," meaning Parler, of course, "is inevitable due to hard work and persistence against all odds. Despite the threats and harassment, not one Parler employee has quit. We are becoming a closer and stronger team." Dan Bongino, who's also part of Parler, by the way, as many people likely already know, he also has a post that's on this main page. He says, "We'll never stop fighting, never. This fight is bigger than me and bigger than Parler. If they're allowed to silence us, they can silence anyone. It stops now. Please stand with us in this fight for liberty, truth, and freedom." So right now, there's just a couple of those posts up. There's one other post, but it's rather lengthy, from another, I think, Parler executive.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, you know, they've got this up, and you're right. John Matzie said they could be up soon. Basically, what they're going to have to be doing, from what we understand, is perhaps building their own infrastructure. He has said that a lot of the Internet service providers they've talked to simply won't do business with them.
Yeah, and I had to do that, folks, when my internet service provider company by the name of TalkSpot, and I was their number one website in their IP, they went out of business. They just suddenly said, "That's it, we can no longer be in business," and boom. And I had to rebuild my own website from the ground up. I am my own website developer, and I built it from the ground up. It took me about a month to do it because it's kind of hard to do that and have a radio show and still try to get a little bit of sleep. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.